Beauty always promises but never gives anything. It stimulates hunger but has no nourishment for the part of the soul which looks in this world for sustenance. It feeds only the part of the soul which gazes. We want to get behind beauty, but it is only a surface. It is like a mirror that sends us back our own desire for goodness. It is a sphinx, an enigma, a mystery which is painfully tantalizing. We should like to feed upon it, but it is merely something to look at. It appears only from a certain distance. Carnal love in all its forms has the beauty of the world as its object. The love we feel for the splendor of the heavens, the plains, the sea, and the mountains, for the silence of nature, which is borne upon us by thousands of tiny sounds, for the breath of the wind or the warmth of the sun. This love, of which every human being has at least an inkling, is an incomplete, painful love, because it is felt for things incapable of responding.